This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning on Valentine's Day. Don't forget, guys.
Johnny B. It's all time right. For Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is. It is that time.
I guess so.
I guess. Well, we'll get through it. We've lived through a few. All right. Well, let's run up Lake Houston way and let's do some talking with Mr. John Littleton, see what he's up to this morning. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you today?
Oh, I couldn't be better. What's up with you, man?
Oh, man, I was thinking about that earlier when you were talking with James, you know, about Valentine's Day. I'll have to find me something on the way home from the office today. So,
yeah.
After you've been married for so many years, you still need to do that every once in a while, you know. So, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, you know, Valentine's Day, stuff like that. But it's just been a struggle. I don't know why, but it's been a struggle out at the lake. We stumble on a few here and there, but it's just not, it's just not right yet. You know, the lake's not right yet. The water temp. Not right to go out there and start, you know, catching those fish like we used to. But it'll get there, you know. It's just, heck, the weather pattern's been so up and down. We were, I think it was like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, heck, we had 60-plus degree water temp, you know, and a lot of those fish were, you know, thinking about moving on up and moving in. And now we're back down to 52, 54 degrees. And, they keep, you know, messing with the water level up and down. We just need to get it. We could get a good steady week of weather, warm weather. Man, those fish would be all over the banks, you know, because they're ready. The fish we are catching are good and healthy. They got, you know, big old bellies on them, and, you know, they're getting ready to do their thing. But it's all good. It still took 13 pounds to win last week, the tournament. So, you know, that's been about average. I don't think, we haven't had a stringer over 13. Well, you know, a little over 13, but we haven't had a 14-pound bag weighed in yet this year. So, you know, but it'll get there. We've had three tournaments now out there, so three or four, and it'll get there. But it's just a little struggle. You got to go out there and grind it out. You know, it's not a for sure thing where you can go out there and just get five and, you know, go to the weigh-in.
Right. Well, you know, we saw Fayette County go through this about a month ago where, man, it just, like, you couldn't hardly catch a bass.
Yeah.
They kind of went through a transitional period there for a couple of weeks where it was just tough. And then, boom, then it lit up.
Yeah. I was there at one of those times. I went between Christmas and New Year's. And I'm telling you, I never put a fish in the boat. I had two bites. And I fished that lake for years and years, and you know it was like that. Don't just think that you can go out there and catch them because you always do. You know, now at Fayette, I hear it's back on. I haven't had a chance to go or talk with Bob, but I hear you can go and just, you know, whack them again. So, but, you know, you were talking about topwater, Mickey. You know, we throw a lot of topwater baits at Lake Houston. You know, and it, you know, like I've always said, you know, there's, you got to let the fish tell you what they want, you know, because when we throw topwaters, you know, I mainly throw a buzz bait, you know, and just throel it out there and reel it back in. Now, when I'm doing that, I'm trying to hit stick ups or throw down beside a log or throw down beside a boat dock, you know, or something like that. I'm not just throwing it out in the middle of the water and reeling it back in. You know, I'm trying to hit cover or something like that with it. And then, you know, I'll throw a Yellow Magic or a, you know, or a Zero Spook Junior or something like that. Because sometimes they'll eat a topwater, but they don't want it moving. You know, they want you to throw it out there, let it sit, twitch it a little bit, let it sit. You know, and there again, when you get up by one of those legs on a boat dock or you get up by a, you know, a lay down or, a, you know, or if you can throw around a cypress tree, you know, throw it up there, twitch it, just let it sit for a second. And majority of the time, they will hit it when it's sitting, you know, right there. Especially if there's, you know, when we're coming up on fish on beds, you know, they'll get out there and bed up. Right now, there's not a lot of trees that have water on them. So, you know, just look for cover that's off the edge of the bank. You know, there's always an old treetop or a lay down or something that you can throw up, try to throw past it, you know, and work it up to it. And then when you get up to that, you know, just twitch it, you know, or let it sit.
Yeah.
Just, you know, work at different patterns and then you'll figure out, you know, what, how they want it up there. And make multiple casts. Don't just do it one time and think, you know, well, there's nothing there. You know, sometimes you got to hit that 3, 4, 5 times before they'll bite it. But, you know, the same thing with a frog, you know. There's so many different frogs out there. You know, I throw that Stanley, Lonnie's bait, that, you know, ribbit, and that's like a buzz bait, you know. You just throw it out there and reel it back and twitch it, and, you know, or there again, you know, they make these popping frogs, you know, that we use quite a bit. Throw it out there just like you'd, you know, work a regular topwater. And that's just how I do it, Mickey. I mean, everybody, you know, does it different, or, you know, they
yeah, everybody has their own unique way of presentation and everything, but, you know, I'm with you. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And I throw anything I throw like that, I'm throwing it on braid. I mean, you know, because we're fishing around cover, you know, and that's more of a reaction bite than a finesse bite. So,
right.
You know, you can get away with, you know, I throw 30-pound Power Pro. You know, and I tie it straight to the bait. I don't, you know, use a leader on that or anything. So, you know, you can get away with that. And the water's not that clear that, you know, the line, you know, is going to make a difference. Well, they're not going to see it, you know, so.
Well, I've always said, I mean, you know, they used to make fun of me and Blaine. We'd go to Florida in that air clear water over there, and we'd tie direct on with our topwaters,
yeah,
and stuff with that braid. Hey, you boys aren't going to catch them. You got to have fluorocarbon. I said, you know, I'm looking for fish that are biting. I said, if a fish is going to look at my line before he does a lure, he's not going to eat it anyway.
No.
And that, you know, seriously, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'll tell you,
I know it sounds a little brash and everything, but, you know, it sounds a little arrogant, but, hey, if I'm looking for fish that are wanting to bite. I'm not looking for,
yeah,
you know, non-feeding fish that are going to look at my line instead of my lure if they see my line and they're shy from it. And and some days it comes into play, but I'd say 90% of the time it doesn't make a bit of difference, not in my books anyway.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what, you know, I used to play that game, you know, and finesse and, you know, all this stuff. But I'll tell you, years ago when the Alabama rig came out, that blew all that theory out the window, you know. you ever really looked at an Alabama rig?
Oh, hey, that's so nasty.
There is no finesse about that at all. But it catches fish.
Yes, you know? It does. And yeah, it's a whole school of bait fish swimming through. You're surely going to get one swipe out of that.
Yeah, but there is no finesse at all about that bait. You know, I mean, you just chunk it out there and reel it back.
Wind it in, baby. Chunk and wind.
Yeah.
Get your broom handles out and start chunking.
Yep. And that, you know, talking about Fayette, you know, that's a good bait to throw on Fayette. You know, I catch quite a few fish, you know, out there, you know, throwing that Alabama rig. You know, it'll, especially along the dam and even over by the intake and the discharge, you know, you can catch fish on it, you know. So, but, yeah, it's all about what you have confidence in. You know, you go out there, you spend your time, and you work on, get you a few baits. Don't try to throw everything in the tackle box. Get you four or five baits, especially at Lake Houston. You know, you're going to need a spinner bait, a buzz bait, crank bait, and a couple, you know, definitely a jig and, you know, maybe a little light Texas rig. And fish it. Just go fish it and find you an area and fish it. And, you know, it'll produce fish. You know, you just got to, like I said, right now especially, you're not just going to go out there and whack them. Don't give up on the lake. You go out there and fish all day and only catch four or five fish.
Right.
Because it's just, you know, it's just not the right time of the year and water and, you know, conditions and weather conditions. You know, we had quite a bit of rain this week, and, you know, I can sit here and make excuses all day, but, you know, it's just not good right now. So,
right.
You know,
we can all do that. So, all right,
yeah.
John, well, I got to run. It was good talking to you this morning. Somebody wants to give you a call, give them a number, my friend.
Sure. They can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544, and there's plenty of tournaments out there. Just check them out. Lake Houston Anglers, Anglers Quest, and we got the high school tournament coming up March 14th. So.
All right, buddy. John,
all right,
have a good weekend. Good talking to you. Thanks, man.
You too. We'll talk
all right,
to you later,
bud. All right, it's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. All right, it's 5:13 here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
These messages. Oh, yeah. Johnny B. Getting everybody in the mood. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:18 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head over to Louisiana way now to our good friend in Hackberry. The big, big city of Hackberry right there on the big lake of Calcasieu. See what's up with Captain Kirk Stanzel this morning. Kirk?
Good morning, Mickey.
What is up, my friend?
Cold. The temperature's down.
Hey, winter came back, didn't it?
Oh, it did with a vengeance. It got cold. Man, yesterday was just a yucky day all around. Of course, we had rain the day before, and
oh yeah,
fog for a couple of days, and it's just cold, no water, and the water blown out. So
yeah, not a good anyway. Time to be fishing.
No, absolutely not.
No.
I mean, it, you know, I remember back in the day when it wouldn't bother me.
Me and but, you both.
Not anymore, you know. When you get a little older, you're not as mad at them, I guess. Not when it's these conditions, anyway.
You know, I used to hear all them old-timers tell me and them young guys running out of crawlies on Trinity Bay back in the day, said, boys, we're just not that mad at them anymore. Y'all go get all you want.
And then guess what? We're the,
we just laugh
we're
at
the old-timers. Yeah, we'd laugh
now
at them and go.
Now we're there.
That's right. Oh, boy. It's yeah, there's not a whole lot happening over here right now. I know Guy and Will went wade fishing last Sunday, and caught four flounder wade fishing, all on corkies.
And, flounder on corkies.
Flounder on corkies. Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, those guys were real hungry. The big broke-tail corkies, fat boys.
Yeah, the broken and, backs. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
rubber backs or whatever they call them. I think they're called, what do they call them, rubber backs?
I'm not sure. I'd be lying
they
if
work.
I said.
That's what yep. I call that a Bruce
they
Ball special. He loves it.
No
things.
Doubt about it. He catches some big fish on them, too.
Yeah, he does. It's a bait you just got to slow everything down with. And if you know your own good fish, you can sit there and stick with it, and you're gonna draw a big bite with it, no doubt.
Yeah. No doubt you
it's
will
make it happen.
Fishing's kind of slow over here right now.
It's up and down everywhere. It's like that up over our way too. It just, you know, you just got to go through the motions, and usually you spend all that time, you work everything over, and you end up catching all your fish probably in one spot, maybe two.
One spot in a short period of time too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's not a whole lot going on over here. Got a big group in the lodge having a big safety meeting, and a tugboat company. They did it last week, did it this week, and again next week. It's a pretty good little deal for us and for them. You know, they come in, we feed them, and they set up their projectors and all that stuff, and it's an all-day deal. But actually, it's a two-day deal. Well, one and a half. It was all day yesterday.
They picked a good place to have it at. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Always have. That's nice down there. Get down there to Hackberry and get hooked up with you guys. And, man, the food, the atmosphere, everything's right.
Yeah, that's right. And what they like about it, they got all their people right here, and they can't get out and get in trouble.
That's it. It's hard to get in trouble in Hackberry, Louisiana.
It really is. It is. So, they're going to wrap that up today about noon, and then they'll be back next week. That's kind of what's going on here besides, you know, a little maintenance and, you know, doing some painting and all that stuff here around the lodge, getting it all ready for the kickoff. You
yeah,
know,
while I got you on this morning, what are you hearing? What is it looking like on these Louisiana state limits and all that for speckled trout? You know,
that,
with all the biomass, you know, concerns and all of that.
Yeah,
what's,
and all
what's
that
looking
stuff.
Like?
There's going to be a change. There's no doubt. That's coming. What the change is going to be, there's seven different options.
Good Lord.
And it's like, oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's it could be just a creel limit change. It could be a size limit change. It could be a creel and size limit change. I mean, there's, you know, and it's different size limits, and it who knows what's going to happen. And right now they're going through the public comment meetings, and you know, ours is in Lake Charles the Thursday the 26th,
right
at 6 o'clock. So I've heard about the first meeting they had last week, and they said that room they had then was packed, and typical, you know, a lot of blaming and name calling and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, you don't get anything out of those.
We all do it together. And if you're going to blame anybody, you got to blame everybody. I mean, it's just, you know, pressure is so much more intense these days. Better equipment, better everything. And, you know, it's us against the fish, and the fish aren't having such a good time at it anymore.
It was
fish against us, and they won a lot. And there were so many of them, it didn't matter. But, you know, these changes have to be made. If you're going to sustain a fishery, man, it's got to be done.
It has to be. And, you know, who knows what it's going to be. On the east side of the state, where they've been able to keep 12-inch trout, we can too, but they could keep 25 trout.
25, yeah.
25. I mean, that's a lot of fish. That's too many. And that's what, they're the guys that are really screaming and hollering because they could go from 25 down to 10. And that's a big change for them. It's a real big change. Of course, nobody likes change. But no. If we're going to sustain our resource, we're going to have to. There's been a lot of, a lot going on with the environment. There's erosion. We've had the freeze, year before last.
Fresh water.
The fresh water just been, I've never seen in 40 years, I've never seen where this is, what we had 5 years of flooding on our estuary.
Exactly. Same over here. Everything we got, you got too,
That's right. Not a one-time flood. I'm talking about the whole fishing season practically was flooded out.
Exactly. We were getting two huge floods a year, spring and fall.
Right. And it just, it hampered the resource.
It
killed oysters. It did a lot of things.
And that's another thing, you guys are fighting over there too, is habitat issues.
Exactly.
People just don't have any idea. So, there's shell on the bottom here. I said, yeah, but it's not live. It's dead.
It's got to be alive.
That's it.
I was at the local hardware store yesterday, and a commercial guy came in. He drum fishes trot lines.
Uh-huh.
And, we got to talking about the oysters. He trot lines over Sabine Lake. And he said, all the oyster beds are dead, except for the one right down there on the causeway. He said, just pull up, you'll hook an oyster and it'll be yellow and just holes in it. It's just shell. There's no, there's no live reefs. And the fish are going to, they'll get on shell, but they like those oyster reefs, live oyster reefs.
Well, live habitat creates bait. It creates everything. It's all the way down the chain.
And that's right.
It's, here's the biggest thing I hear all the time. Man, how come there's not these big, big rafts of mullet anymore like we used to have? That's your first indication that something's not right in the system when you don't have that. And
I mean, I can remember just you'd be riding, say, on a rip, and then just mullet blowing up down, for a mile, 2 miles down that rip.
Sure.
Just
you don't see that anymore.
You don't see that at all. They gang up on the jetties. You don't have that anymore. It's just not like it used to be. And, there's a lot going on with the habitat. And, in my mind over here, erosion is our biggest, my biggest concern. I mean, with Nine Mile Cut and Washout all opening up and the silt that's created now when the tide, with the currents coming in. And it just brings that silt. When a tide stops, that silt settles. So the bigger the cut is, the more silt you have come in.
Spot on. All this fresh water, people don't realize how much silt that creates. All the tributaries running hard like that, bringing all that downstream into the complex.
Yeah, and it's just, it's going to take a while. We got to get rid of this fresh water and to get some salt water back in and everything to start coming back. It's going to be a slow process.
Yeah, we've got to get that perfect balance, of the right salinity levels to rebuild the habitat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, so who knows? Only Mother Nature knows what's going to happen. And that's what it's going to take. Like I said, we got to get that right balance.
You're right. Well, we've both been around a long time, been doing this a long time, and you're spot on. You know, I've never seen a freshwater event like we've had the last 5 years.
No.
Nothing like it.
Not at all. It's just it won't go away. It's just frustrating.
It is. I'm ready for a drought, brother.
Yes, sir.
Have been.
You and me, never, you know, after the late 90s when we went through that drought, I didn't think I'd be saying that, but I'm saying it.
No, bring it on. Well, hey,
yeah.
I'm glad I got a hold of you this morning, Kirk. And if somebody wants to come over to Hagberry Rod and Gun, I highly recommend it. Y'all are a fun group, and y'all do it upright over there. How do they get a hold of you?
All right, Mickey, they can call us toll-free. It's 888-762-3391. Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out and.com.
You got it, my friend. Tell all the guys hello, and we'll be seeing you on the flip side, my friend.
Okay, Mickey.
Kirk,
talking
thank
to you.
You. See you, buddy. All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, that's Captain Kirk Stanzel over at Hackberry Rod and Gun, and we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
It's Payne and Pendergast.
The whole Hustlers organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:33 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to the Tech City Dyke now, the home of Boyd's One Stop, and talk to our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont. I just call him Tech City Dave, my friend. Dave, what's up?
Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning, sir. What is up, man?
The wind is up big time out here on the Texas City Dike.
A little brisk out there on the dike this morning.
it's rocking the vehicle. The wind's blowing right up my tailpipe.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
getting it out here. And looky here, it's 48 degrees, and as they say on the weather, it feels like, man, it feels like freezing out here. It's cold.
I bet it does.
And most of the people that have any sense whatsoever, which excludes me, are still at home with their Valentine. Now, but we've got things we need to do. We've got to have everything ready in case a few other folks want to come out here and brave this weather. And we do. We've got some fellers out here that are wanting to wrestle those big old black drum and try to win a little bit of money in our little fun drumathon tournament, and they're not going to let this windy, cool weather stop them. Even though the tides blowed out pretty good, it was really windy, as you know, yesterday, but they came out and they caught quite a few of those drum. In fact, one fella, while I was out here, he come in with a real nice slot drum right at 30 inches. Right on the top limit, 30 inches, and that fish was 17.31 pounds, I think, and that's a good chunk of a drum to make it in that slot. So I saw the fish and talked to him. He's a local fella, and he was very happy. He said, "You know, I saw you when y'all opened, and you see me now." He says, "I've only been fishing about 30 minutes." I said, "Hey, you're pretty efficient. You did all right." So he weighed that rascal and then took it on back out, I think, to cut it loose and then keep fishing. So that's what's happening out here. I hadn't seen a variety of fish whatsoever. It's been pretty much all big uglies and little uglies and a couple of bull reds mixed in between. One fella caught two at the same time. He had a couple of rods out, so it's still nice to see a bull red or two come in. And it's just a way, because it's really, I think it's going to be a real good sunshiny morning with the cool weather and the wind blowing, and things will probably warm up, I'm sure. And but the good visibility out here, just good bright lights across the skyline, and a lot of tug activity going on. And so it's going to be a pretty sunrise, I believe. We'll stick around here and check that out. But that's pretty much what's going on out here on the Texas City Dike, Mickey.
Well, how is how's your seafood situation there at Boyd as far as crawfish and shrimp and everything else people may want to prepare for a Valentine's dinner tonight or something?
I'll tell you, we've been really excited, and thanks for asking, Mickey, about what's been going on here lately with the crawfish. They're really coming into form right now. We're getting a lot of compliments, and they're finally catching up to where they should be this early in the season size-wise, and they're living a whole lot better. and we're getting quite a few in. In fact, right now we are maxed out with crawfish. We got a huge load last night, and we were going to go with our weekend prices, which with the demand and the supply usually goes up a bit on the weekends. But I just got a message just a few minutes ago. Jason said, "Hey, good morning, get to work." He said, "Tell Mickey hello." But he says, let's keep our prices the same. He said, "Let's roll right in this morning with what we've been with all week." So, man, we got some great cooked crawfish over at the grill. I've been videoing them in the mornings, shooting their first batch out of the cooker, and they're just really, really pretty. And the smell is just outrageous. Mm-hmm. I was too busy to even get to try them, but they just cooked the whole bunch today. We'll have those going out at 11 o'clock this morning. And Mickey, when you can get live crawfish, good field-run crawfish for under $2 a pound, and you can get cooked crawfish at this crazy place for under $3 a pound, you know that things are right on. So we're really happy there, about that. Yeah, and that's what's happening today. We're going to keep the prices all low.
Well, throw that number out at Boyd. Somebody wants to call before they come down and head that away.
Yeah, if you want to call, it's probably the lines are going to be jammed, but 409-945-4001, whether you just come see us. We're going to have some crawfish. We got, I'm pretty sure we still have some live bait and plenty of dead bait, and looking forward to seeing the folks. Mickey, thank you again for letting me stop in with you.
Yep. Always, Take Dave. Care. Good hearing from you, man. You have a great day. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Texas City Dave weighing in from down on the dike at Boyd's One Stop. All right. Now let's go over to sunny San Leon. A little windy over there this morning. A little brisk. See what's up with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Steve, what's up?
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy,
on,
howdy.
Man.
Well.
Just watching the wind blow. Not a good
yes,
time
you
to
are.
Be. Not a good time to be making your living doing this. Silly fishing guide thing.
The life of a fishing guide, baby.
Boy, we are losing some days right now. Golly.
The ups and downs.
I'm telling you. Well, at least our fish are getting protected. I think Mother Nature is probably our best conservation tool that we have, right?
Yes.
Protecting these fish.
You got that right.
But
she wins a lot.
Yep, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing good to run 10 or 11 trips this month, I think.
Well,
one cold front after another, but it's been decent when we've been out there. You know, it's been kind of back and forth, but overall it's been, I'd say it's been above average. So I only fished one day this week. I fished Monday. It was it.
Yeah.
And I had rolling in them, and we did an afternoon deal and we're going to drift early and catch a few and then go wade, try to catch a better fish. And we started, I guess, about 11 o'clock. And water was still a little stained from a couple of days of wind, but we found some splotchy water with just some green patches and an area close to where I'd been catching them, and we caught them pretty good. And then trout and reds mixed in, and we went to another area and checked on some redfish that I've been catching, and they were there. We caught a few more trout mixed in with those. And then I had this big time plan, this covert mission, top secret, get out there late in the evening and jump out on a shoreline on a Monday evening when nobody's around, you know, to try to catch a good one. And man, we made about a 15-mile run. It was around 3 o'clock. Our plan was to wait until we couldn't see anymore, which we did, but we just couldn't do it where I wanted to because there was already a couple of boats there. And man, while we were waiting, there was 4 or 5 boats. They all had the same plan. They all came to the shoreline there. And golly, man, I couldn't believe it on a Monday evening.
Well, it is fishing season now.
I guess it is. Officially. See, I wasn't sure. I wasn't exactly sure when fishing season started. But
it never stops
anymore. I guess it's
starting
early
this year. Yeah, it
did. It must be starting early. But no, we caught some more fish wading. But had a lot of bites. I was talking to James that evening, I think, or maybe the next day, and he fished Monday, and of course he was light years from where we were, and he had the same kind of bite. It's a lot of fish just slapping at our top waters and slapping at our worms and that kind of stuff. A lot of drive-bys, but we were able to trick a few of them, I didn't catch anything over 4 pounds, but Pete was about, Pete, Rowan, and David, Pete was probably,
that's a good crew to fish with. I love fishing with those guys, man. They're so much fun.
Oh, I'm telling you, all Tinger guys are something, man.
They can do it, too. Those guys can roll them up.
They can. They can. They're good. But Pete was about probably 2 football fields down the shoreline from me. And I could see slicks popping up in front of him. I was downwind of him, and I could smell them. I mean, good slicks. And I saw him boat up a few times. He was so far away. And Roland and David ended up making their way over there. I just stayed on the little point where I was, and I figured they were smoking them. And it got dark, and picked everybody up. Shoot, they didn't catch much. They had a lot of bites, just like what I was saying. But Pete ended up doing better than anybody. He put on that hot rod, and he was actually hooking up. Yeah, he was hooking up on a hot rod, and had a lot of reds mixed in. And I think David, he caught a nice flounder. But we ended up having a good day. We just didn't catch anything big, but we caught, I don't know, in the neighborhood of 40 fish.
Yeah,
keepers,
that's good.
And we had some of those big sand trout mixed in, that kind of deal. But it was fun. It's always fun with that crew. But so then I pick them up, and there's some fog rolling in. Wind's finally starting to lay down.
I was going to ask you about that. I bet, you know, with it being dark and that fog rolled in, that probably made for a miserable ride back to the dock.
Well, it was what made it more miserable. And I just had some work done to my boat the other day. I had to get my GPS fixed, and I don't know if one of the guys bumped a wire in there or something, but I went to turn my running lights on, and I didn't have any running lights. I mean, it's pitch black. Moon hadn't come up yet. You know, we're about 2 days backside of a full. We had a big moon, but it hadn't come up yet. And we had a long run in the dark, man. I had a little handheld spotlight, but it was a white knuckler coming in. I took it easy, of course, but man, I didn't like that too much. That's never happened to me. I make sure that my running lights are always working.
I know,
it was,
man,
just a fluke deal, man. It was just a fluke, but and it may be the switch. I haven't had time to look at it, quite honestly. I've been so busy with other stuff this week, but I don't know, man. A lot of cancellations. Canceled yesterday, canceled today. You know, start back
Sunday.
Well, that's
good. You got to have customers for later on. You can move them on down the line.
Yeah, man. I've
become a pro at that, man. I love moving them on down the line.
Hey, if we could just add some days to the calendar, that's the problem. You don't get that day back, you know.
We run out.
But, yeah, but it's that time of year. It is what it is. But I think we're going to have a good year. I really do.
Yeah, I think so. Better than the last.
Yeah, we're catching quite a few fish here. And, of course, I'm still bouncing back and forth between bay systems. But when we fish here, we're doing just fine. And catching a lot of little ones mixed in. But there's some decent fish mixed in. And
they'll grow up.
And it was like I was telling, I agree. And we've got plenty of keepers, too. But we just hadn't had the weather. And we've had way too much rain. We need this rain to kind of back off for a little while.
Yeah, we do.
But I was talking to James the other night about, you know, what it looks like coming down the pipeline. And, you know, I told him, and I think it pretty much is true, that we just need to hold some fish in our system for more than a couple of years. If you go back to 2015, we've had floods every single year.
Yes, sir.
You know, we thought we were going to be out of the woods in 2017, and there around the end of August, we had the floods from Harvey, and it completely flushed our system.
That was the mother load right there. We've never seen a flood like that, and we've never seen anything affect our bay system quite like that.
Right. But we haven't. And look, we've had fish in patches in little areas even after those floods, little stack-ups and a little patch here, a little patch there. But I'm talking about keeping trout in the entire complex for more than just a few years. And giving them time to cycle. You know, we haven't been able to do that in a long time.
No.
So hopefully we've got a good stretch moving forward. But, I mean, I've seen a lot of good signs. I think we're going to have a good year. So we shall see.
Well, the fishing show's right around the corner. That's coming up March 4th. That'll begin the opening day. You and I and James are going to do a little lure tactics for Speckled Trout Clinic at 6.
Yep.
And we better get our words in edgewise, because right after that, Richard Tott's going to do his spiel at 6:45 from Lake Conroe. So
They need to give that guy like 2 hours, I think.
Yeah, well, that's why they put him last, because he can go as long as he wants to.
So how much time do we have? What do we have?
We have 45 minutes.
45, okay. Man, that's going to be tough to squeeze everything in 45 minutes.
Well, we won't be able to. It'll just be a good jam session between the three of us, and we'll just go over what we're doing this time of year to produce fish.
We'll just listen to James talk.
What lures we like to throw. Yeah, we just throw the mic to James. We'll sit in the crowd and drink a beer and watch him.
That sounds like a hell of a good plan.
That'll work out.
Yeah. No, that's going to be good, man. That's going to be good.
It'll be fun. We'll all get together and we can visit with all our old customers and everything leading up to that. And, you know, that's what I like about the fishing show. It's like a big reunion of all the people you fished with over the years. You don't see them much, but you run into them there, and you always share good memories, good stories.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
You got a few.
Yep. And you get to see what's new out there and all that, too. It's fun to walk around and visit all the booths and stuff.
How about your mom? How's she doing, man? Is she getting better every day?
Yeah, we're trying to get her home. She's been there Sunday, be a month. But, I got to go over her house today and install, those rails and everything in her bathroom and all that. So, but she's getting there. She's had a few little setbacks, but she's doing great. Appreciate you asking.
Man, I watch all the old stuff, you know, like Gunsmoke and all the old channel stuff and fishing shows. And I guess they know that mostly old people watch that kind of stuff. And I keep watching all these commercials about these walk-in bathtubs and all that. I may have to invest in one of those days.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy how when we're you're a ways away from that, man. You're still kicking like a chicken. You're fine. But
I don't know about that. I'll see how bad Cliff Webb beats me up down in Baffin this week coming up.
Man, I know you're pumped about that. When are you leaving? Sunday evening?
Sunday I'll go down and we'll all stay together. David rented a house for us all, and we're all going to stay in that. And two boatloads of us are going to fish for 2 days. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Good bunch of guys.
Man.
Old Mark Hughes over from Calcasieu is going to be with us. I love that guy. He's something else. He's a good dude.
Yeah, I've heard good things about him.
Yeah, he is. He's first class.
Well, I looked at the forecast, the long-range forecast, and it looks like Monday and Tuesday are the two best days we have next week.
It's looking that way. Can't believe it.
Down there, it really doesn't matter.
You know, if it blows or not. Really, it's better when it's windy anyway. So
yeah, they don't have the current. They don't have the tides we have. They need some wind to move their water a little bit.
Plus, I'll get
and they get plenty of it.
That'll be worth it all. Just go down there and just spend a day with him.
Nah, y'all are gonna have a blast, man. I want to do that sometime. I haven't been to Baffin since I think 2009 was the last time I've been down there.
It's been a while for me since tournament days. I hadn't been down there since I quit fishing tournaments.
Yeah, it should be good, man.
The Mystique.
You'll get the only 2 good days of the week.
We may not even end up there. Those fish, he said a lot of fish from Corpus Christi Bay moved into the upper Laguna, and, man, they're catching them all the way down. So,
oh, really?
We'll just play the wind, play the tide, and all that good stuff. So, well, Steve, I'm glad I got a hold of you this morning. I'm glad your mom's doing better, and we appreciate what you do, man. You're a good guy, and somebody wants to go fishing with you, I highly recommend it. Throw them a number out, bud.
Yes, sir. 409-256-7937.
All right, buddy. Well,
that's the easiest way to get a hold of me, or shoot me a text or whatever. So.
I heard that. Get on the books.
Yeah,
Steve,
get on.
Good
I
luck
got a
with
handful
your mom,
open.
And have a good day, man. Have fun installing all that bathroom stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Hey, and if that doesn't work out for you, I know a guy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, buddy.
Man.
All right, see you. All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman over at Sunny San Leon. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. It went by fast. And good luck with the Valentines out there for all you folks that need to hang on to your women. Take care of them. But you know what? We'll be back bright and early in the morning, 4 a.m. right here. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.